Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Cowboys, Falcons, pregame at 9 a.m. Sunday, right here on The Fan, kickoff at noon with Brad Sham and Babe Laufenberg, Ari Temkin, Jesse Holly. We'll have the pregame. Before we pick it, want to play you Chris Richard's explanation for what happened pregame against Philly. Chris Richard spoke to the media yesterday. This is from DallasCowboys.com. Chris Richard on the little scuffle.
It's one of those things to where, you know, you kind of get caught up and in the heat of the moment and things of that nature. But absolutely, again, no disrespect was taken or wanted to be given by any means. You know, it's just one of those deals to where everybody's prepared to go out and kind of do battle and things happen.
So what happened, though? What led to it?
I think it was just a nice big scrum. That's what led to it.
Do you think it motivated the team?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
So he said, I don't think so. Then he was laughing, saying, I don't know, for full context. But he was embarrassed by it. So he said he was embarrassed by it later on. That was Chris Richard, even though all the fans and us, we loved it as well. Now, I think I've lost my last four predictions. I think I've missed. I know I missed on Jacksonville. I think I had them winning at Washington. They lost that game. I know I had them beating the Titans. I lost that. And I know I had them losing in Philly. And I lost that. So I think I am 0 for my last four. I'm embarrassed by that. Now, no one could have... The Jacksonville and the Philly game, I don't feel too bad about. But I guess some people may have picked the Jacksonville game. But I don't feel bad about that. Those, to me, were going to be the two most obvious losses while picking it that week. But either way, 0 for my last four. That's not good. So let's try to get this one right. The spread is 3.5, and the over-under was what, RJ?
It was 40.5, sir.
40.5. Start us off. Who do you like and why?
Oh, man. You know, I too have been bad picking. In fact, I lost last week. I lost Tennessee. I lost Washington. I lost Jacksonville.
Did you lose the Texans? I picked the
Heat. Lost the Texans.
Okay, that's five.
And then
Lions. You probably had them beating.
I probably had them against the Lions.
Okay.
So that is five straight losses for me in my selection. Now, I look at this game, and Atlanta is clearly, to me...
Why are we missing on them so bad, by the way? Besides the NFL, this is what it is.
Missing on the Cowboys?
Yeah. I mean, I have an answer for myself. I'm just curious what you think.
Because they're inconsistent. Because they're a 500 team.
Yes.
We think more highly of them than they are. They're not a good football team. They don't have great talent.
I think they've got talent.
They've got good talent.
Good, solid talent.
But... good talent is a 500 team. Great talent's 11 wins. Bad talent's 4. So they're just a good team. They're an okay team. They had average, a little above average players at the positions that matter. They don't have, you know, their quarterback is good, but he's not great. So I initially had the Cowboys winning 22-17.
Well, they're going to hold Atlanta to 17 points in Atlanta.
I don't trust Atlanta. I don't trust them. I don't trust him.
Okay.
But I'm flip. I was going to have Brett Maher making 5 field goals. Then I realized that Brett Maher is probably going to miss 5 field goals.
He missed a couple of them.
So I'm flipping it to Atlanta 22-17 as the winner.
Okay. Dub.
And I'm doing that in part, so I hope I'm wrong.
By the way, with the trust factor with Atlanta, let me just give you their wins and losses. And let's figure out, besides Cleveland, where you can't trust them because of their history. At Philly, they lost 18-12. They beat Carolina 31-24. They lost to the Saints 43-37. They lost to Cincy when Cincy was playing well 37-36. They lost at Pittsburgh 41-17. They beat Tampa by 5, 34-29. They beat the Giants by 3. They slaughtered the Redskins 38-14. And then the big glaring one is losing at Cleveland 28-16. So they barely beat Tampa. They barely beat the Giants, but they did win, and they got stomped in Cleveland. Those are your untrustworthy games for the Falcons.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out a formula for where I think, you know, the Cowboys can match up against them, right? You know, we saw the graphic this past weekend when they were playing the Eagles about the NFC East teams and their scoring rankings in the NFL. And they're all 21st or worse, okay? And what did the three NFC East teams do against the Falcons? Eagles scored 18, Giants scored 20, Redskins scored 14. That doesn't give me a lot of hope when those are literally the three lowest point totals against the Falcons this season. In fact, no other team that has played the Falcons this year outside of the Eagles, Redskins, and Giants has scored less than 24 in a game. That would be the Carolina Panthers back in week two. Last week, the Browns at 28 were the next lowest total. I think the Cowboys can get to 20, 23. I just don't think that's going to quite be enough. I am a fan of those Falcon weapons, and I'm not 100% sure that even Byron Jones at the best game he might be playing is able to match up with Julio. And even if he is, I think Austin Hooper still gives you a little bit of trouble. And that's not even talking about Calvin Ridley or Mohamed Sanu on the outside. If the Cowboys can completely shut out the run game and Tevin Coleman take him out of the game completely, they got a good chance. But I'm going to be like RJ and hope that my recent horrible stretch of
picking
games.
Yeah, I'm hoping for 6 in a row.
Yeah, I'm 0 for 5 as well. So Woo! We're all running on streaks. I will try to go 0 for 6 and say the Falcons win this one 27-23.
Okay. I'm going to go 32-24. 32-24 Atlanta. And I just, they're just different at home.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, at the end of the day,
they're just...
The Cowboys are trying to win a road game for the second.
What? I don't know. Who cares? Jeff said, how'd you get in 32? 33-24. Is that better for you? There. Hey.
For the second straight week.
He said, yes, it's better. 33-24.
For the second straight week, they're trying to win a road game against a better quarterback than what they're throwing out there. Okay. Now, Matt Ryan is more elite than Carson Wentz. And by more elite, I mean he's elite and Carson isn't. But it's difficult to win road games in this league when the other quarterback is a better player. And let's, as much as I love Dak, Matt Ryan's a better player.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Matt Ryan is borderline going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he might be going. So it's tough to pick against that.
Some of the numbers, I'll give you some of the numbers to help you make your picks. 877-881-1053. Rui, I want you to see what the fans are picking. Autoflex Leasing Fantex. So, Deion Jones is coming back, right? Deion Jones, very good player. He's been out since week one with a foot fracture that required surgery. Run stopper, coverage, tight ends, running backs, he should help them. The Eagles game was the first game. This is as simple as you can get. The Eagle game was the first game the Cowboys did not commit a turnover on the road this season, and they won. It's simple as this. The Cowboys are 4-0 when they do not commit a turnover. They're 0-5 when they do. I mean, that could be too simple, but just keep that in mind. They're undefeated when they don't commit a turnover. They're 0-5 when they do. They're 30th in defense in the NFL when the opponent throws on second down. Teams kind of aren't looking at that or paying attention to it, or maybe they dismiss it as a stat, but the Cowboys are terrible when teams throw against them on second down.
Right, the Cowboys don't even throw on second down when they're on offense. It's incomplete pass on first and 10. Oh, it's just running on second and 10.
They're 25th on third down conversions offensively, but they were great against the Eagles. So, again, inconsistent. Which team will show up? Amari Cooper so far has been targeted 18 times over two games, 11 catches, with a long of 24. The Falcons have allowed over 500 yards of offense twice at home. At home, they've allowed over 500 yards of offense two times. They have only forced four turnovers all year. They're allowing 30 and a half points at home throughout the season, boys. 30 points at home. They have not been held to under 400 yards all season at home, though. and they average 32 points at home. So if you go look, they're scoring 32 at home. They're allowing 30 at home. They've committed just 2 turnovers all year.
Wow.
At home. And then again, Matt Ryan, home and away, is pretty crazy. At home, the QB rating is 130. On the road, it's 94. He has ran for 40 more yards at home. He's got 5 touchdowns at home. He's got 3 on the road. Oh, excuse me. That is for rushing. But he's doubled up his touchdowns at home versus on the road. So those are some of the numbers for you right there.
Can I post a question to you? And I think I sent it to you in the prep.
Are you
regarding
pose or post it?
Pose. Pose. And post it to the fans. I might post it on social media. We'll find out.
What you can do.
If the Cowboys struggle mightily offensively, is Scott Linehan's job potentially on the line?
No.
Because I do believe going into last week, had they not performed the way they did against the Eagles, he might not have gotten on that plane to come home. Had they put up something like 14 points in a situation in an NFC East showdown in a game where, you know, the organization has spent a lot of time convincing us that it is going to be different this game. Had they laid an egg, we all thought Linehan was going to be gone after that week. Why would, in this week, which also feels like a must-win game, you know, if the Redskins win this week and the Cowboys lose, you can pretty much shut the doors. But if they lose and the Redskins lose, I guess you still got hope. Even still, if they put up 14 points against a defense that's allowing 400 yards to their opponents, against a defense that's 29th in scoring in the NFL, in perfect conditions, on the turf, inside in Atlanta, why wouldn't Scott Linehan's job potentially be on the line again?
Good question.
Because I think it should be.
I do think it would be.
Let me ask you this real quick.
You think it would be?
I think it would be.
What offense do you think we'll see? That would make the decision for me. If they try to do what they did last week, where I think they were more unpredictable it just felt like there were more things coming at you.
It's a little bit of urgency, too. I mean, I know they, you know, Brian and Mickey fought about desperation, but I'm sorry, Mick, like, it's desperation when you go for it on fourth down on your own 40.
Yeah.
Like, Jason Garrett standards, that's desperation.
I know, Mickey's not arguing that. The argument was, and we'll replay it with Mickey here to make him uncomfortable, but see if we can have fun with him. Mm-hmm. The argument was, how many times can you use the desperation gun? But what offense will we go back to? Will we be in here on Monday morning saying they went back to it?
Yes.
They screwed us over.
They don't think they could do the same thing 2 weeks in a row.
I hope not.
But think about that sentence. Like, think about, I'm not disagreeing with you, but that's crazy. That's crazy that that's a possibility and maybe reality. That's insane.
It is. It is crazy. It is absolutely crazy. And, they should be able to do everything every week.
Yeah.
Now, you may not be able to do all the time because the defense is going to play you differently. But every single pass play should have an out somewhere. Should have a place where Dak, where there's an open receiver on every single pass play that Dak Prescott could find. There should be that's what the Sean McVay of. It's all, you know, all schemes are about outs. How many outs you got in this route on this play? Do they have it every time? I don't know. That play, that third down sack in the red zone didn't look like they had any outs. The receivers didn't look like they ran any routes.
Taylor on Twitter. Y'all do know the Cowboys have only allowed over 25 points once this year, correct? And they haven't allowed any team to get to 30. Maybe it'll be the first time. I just don't see the 33 points, Jeff, that Sharif predicted.
Mm.
Well, Taylor, that is very good research and homework. The problem is, they face some bad offenses. Carolina's offense isn't, well, at the beginning, no one thought they were explosive.
What offense is as good as Atlanta's?
No one.
I agree with you.
And it's not even close.
They haven't played one as good as Atlanta's.
It's not even close. The Giants suck. Seattle's not explosive. The Lions suck. The Texans, you know, they weren't that explosive at the time until they were getting going. Jacksonville sucked. The Redskins aren't explosive. The Titans aren't explosive. And then Philly, as we paid closer attention, is 2 points different from us offensively. Like, they're scoring like 22 a game while we were at 20. So they have not sniffed an offense that is this good. I mean, again, they're virtual locks to drop 30 on you at home. So we're all picking Atlanta in this game. And hopefully the jinx continues.
Yep, you're the Shinks.
Yep.
I can't.
Try to think of a cool one for yourself.
Yeah. Didn't work.
It's tough. It's tough. It's good that you bailed on it, though. It was a smart abandon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.